Governor Gavin Newsom said Monday that Californians could expect to see substantially more law enforcement officers near highly trafficked retail stores starting immediately, as businesses prepare for hordes of holiday shoppers after a weekend wave of Bay Area robberies that saw thieves abscond with thousands of dollars of merchandise. He directed the California Highway Patrol to increase its presence on thoroughfares around shopping areas and said he was coordinating with local police. And it appears more stores were ransacked than in initial reports. Robbers made off with more than $40,000 in stolen goods from a San Jose Lululemon. Storefront windows were smashed at Louis Vuitton and Saks Fifth Avenue on Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive, and burglaries at San Leandro and Oakland cannabis shops resulted in shootouts in the wee hours of Monday morning. San Jose Police Sergeant Christian Camarillo: thieves are obviously getting emboldened, they're moving to different locations. Everyone's on high alert. Newsom said Monday that the budget proposal he'll send to state lawmakers in January contains an exponential increase of support to help cities and counties fight organized retail theft and other quality of life issues. But he also suggested the problem isn't just the states to solve. Mayors have to step up, Newsom said. Gotta be assertive, gotta be tough. The governor, who said that his San Francisco wine and hospitality business has been burglarized 3 times in the past year, also touted a bill he signed in July that renewed the state's organized retail theft task force. Newsom said the task force has conducted over 773 investigations that resulted in hundreds of arrests and nearly $20 million in recovered merchandise. Newsom: I have no sympathy, no empathy whatsoever for people smashing and grabbing, stealing people's items, creating havoc and terror in our streets. Ellipsis. We want real accountability. We want people prosecuted. And we want people to feel safe this holiday season. Shortly after making those comments at a San Francisco vaccine clinic, Newsom's office announced that the governor had left the state to join first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom and their 4 children in Mexico, where they are slated to stay until November 28. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis will serve as acting governor in Newsom's absence. A message from our sponsor, the Coronavirus Bottom Line. As of Sunday, California had 4,773,641 confirmed cases, plus 0.3% from previous day, and 73,199 deaths, plus 0.3% from previous day, according to state data. CalMatters is also tracking coronavirus hospitalizations by county. California has administered 57,086,595 vaccine doses, and 67.1% of eligible Californians are fully vaccinated. A message from our sponsor. Other stories you should know. One. State finally releases COVID lab report. A technician conducts COVID-19 tests at the state's Valencia facility on October 30, 2020. Photo by Marcio Jose Sanchez, AP Photo, Pool. A few hours after Newsom departed to Mexico, the state released a 7-month overdue report into its problem-plagued COVID-19 testing lab, for which it recently auto-renewed a contract worth up to $1.7 billion. State health inspectors had warned in February that the lab could lose its license. In the Monday report, they said the lab had satisfactorily addressed all the identified deficiencies, and inspections were closing with no sanctions imposed. But the report shows that as recently as October 21, state inspectors planned to impose sanctions on the lab for certain deficiencies that weren't satisfactorily addressed until November 10, more than a week after California Auto renewed the lab's contract. A separate federal investigation into the lab is still ongoing. Other key takeaways. February inspections found the lab failed to assess the competency of 55% of staff members before allowing them to process, test and report COVID-19 samples. Inspectors in February warned lab director Adam Rosendorf, the former lab director of failed blood testing startup Theranos, that the deficient practices of your laboratory pose immediate jeopardy to patient health and safety. April reports revealed that the lab was altering testing results days after notifying patients, and not informing them of the changes. The lab, which is contractually obligated to turn around test results within 48 hours, took more than 3 days to return results for 30% of tests processed between September 26 and October 2. In other COVID news, California is seeing encouraging numbers, including the nation's lowest positivity rate of 1.9% and declining hospitalizations and intensive care admissions, Newsom said Monday at the San Francisco Vaccine Clinic. But, he warned, Californians can't let their guard down. Although the state as a whole is doing better than it was a year ago, at least 18 of 58 counties on Monday had more COVID hospitalizations than they did at the same time last year, and another five had just as many, CalMatters Anna Ibarra and Hannah Gedahan report. And although virtually all adults are now eligible for booster shots, appointments can be hard to come by. In most Bay Area counties, none are available until least early December. Santa Cruz County, meanwhile, has reinstated its indoor mask mandate to help stave off a possible winter surge. 2. Fires over Thanksgiving? Central Calaveras firefighter Ryan Carpenter extinguishes flames from the Caldor Fire east of Riverton on August 19, 2021. Photo by Ethan Swope, AP Photo. Newsom on Monday appointed Alice Reynolds, his senior advisor for energy, as the next president of the California Public Utilities Commission. If confirmed by the state Senate, Reynolds will take over on December 31 for Mary Bell Bacher, who announced her plans to resign in late September. One of the biggest tasks set to land on Reynolds' plate, overseeing PG&E, which is facing billions of dollars in losses and is also under federal investigation for possibly causing the second largest blaze in California history. And fire season isn't over yet. Southern California is bracing for increased fire risk over Thanksgiving due to a forecast of dry, gusty Santa Ana winds expected to reach their peak on Thursday. Rich Thompson, a National Weather Service meteorologist at the Los Angeles Oxnard Station, Thanksgiving is the busiest travel day of the year. Many people will be traveling up Interstate 5. There could be sparks from cars and trucks. It's something we're watching. Northern California is in slightly better shape due to last month's atmospheric rivers that brought much-needed rain. However, no significant storms have materialized since then, prompting some ski resorts, including Palisades Tahoe, to delay this week's planned reopening until early December. Experts say some pretty big storms could hit the state around November 30 or December 1, though it's still too early to know for sure. 3. Housing crisis slams California student Sarah Hamidi, 22, who resides in a hotel room because of housing shortages at UCSB, on November 17, 2021. Photo by Julie Leopo for CalMatters. How serious is California's housing crisis? Well, Long Beach City College recently authorized homeless students to sleep in their cars in a secure parking lot. And at least four University of California campuses have resorted to renting hotel rooms for hundreds of students unable to secure housing, though they're offering different levels of financial assistance, Ryan Loyola and Sindhu Ananthaval report for CalMatters College Journalism Network. At UC San Diego, undergraduates must pay for their own hotel rooms, which works out to about $5,000 per month even with a discounted rate negotiated by the university. Contributing to the steep costs, many students are forced to eat out or order in food because the hotel rooms don't have kitchens. Add lengthy commutes and frequent shuttling between hotels, and you get a recipe that some students say have caused them to fall behind in their classes. Rogina Bozergnia, a senior at UC Santa Cruz, it's not really a sustainable way to deal with the housing crisis. It's a very short-term solution to a problem that we haven't addressed in a long-term fashion. In other housing news, the State Department of Housing and Community Development on Monday warned San Francisco that its permit process may be violating California law by constraining the provision of housing in San Francisco, the latest state crackdown on the city's housing policies. San Francisco now has 30 days to explain to the state why it blocked 800 housing units in recent months. CalMatters events December 1 at 12 p.m. Join CalMatters and the Milken Institute for a virtual discussion on why California is failing to recoup jobs at a pace on par with the rest of the nation. Register here. Support CalMatters. We are dedicated to explaining how state government impacts our lives. Your support helps us produce journalism that makes a difference. Thank you. CalMatters commentary. CalMatters columnist Dan Walters. How should California spend its massive budget surplus? As a Thanksgiving treat, here's a second column from Dan. Will high-income Californians get a big tax break? Electric vehicle charging access for all. Newsom must instruct a key state agency to require all new multifamily housing units with parking to include charging access for electric vehicles, argue Democratic State Senator Ben Allen of Redondo Beach and Assemblymember Mia Bonta of Oakland. A scorecard for the Redistricting Commission. After 70 years, California has finally taken partisan politics out of district drawing, writes Tony Quinn, a longtime Republican consultant. Other things worth your time: nearly 44,000 LAUSD students don't meet first COVID vaccine deadline. Los Angeles Times accusations against a California campaign finance watchdog went undisclosed for months. Los Angeles Times Ontario Montclair superintendent used a townhouse as a credit card and taxpayers paid the bill. Daily News: could California parents' school frustrations help Republicans in the midterms? Sacramento BSEIU Local 1000 president used union credit card for laundry, medical clinic. Sacramento Bee DoorDash to pay $5.3 million to city couriers over alleged violations of past benefits. San Francisco Chronicle: Pelosi's Presidio deal is a reminder that power has its perks. Washington Post opinion: could Riverside County woman accused of murder be appointed disabled man's guardian? Orange County Register: Folsom vice mayor takes on third job to help reduce labor shortage. CBS Sacramento Sausalito to move homeless campers from sewage risk. Marin Independent Journal: flooded freeway still closed after two water mains break in downtown San Diego. San Diego Union Tribune for farm workers: no escape from California heat, high prices. Los Angeles Times California announces continued delay to Bay Area Dungeness crab season to protect whales. San Francisco Chronicle Fremont: East Bay Park District feuding over Mission Peak closure. Mercury News: one of San Francisco's most historically ignored neighborhood S is home to a long list of hidden gem landmarks. San Francisco Chronicle: see you Monday. Happy Thanksgiving. Tips, insight, or feedback? Email emily@calmatters.org. Follow me on Twitter, @Emily_Hoven. Subscribe to CalMatters newsletters here. Follow CalMatters on Facebook and Twitter. CalMatters is now available in Spanish on Twitter, Facebook, and RSS.